Mark was diagnosed about 2.5 years ago. He had been having some symptoms, and so he went to our regular doctor and talked to him, and then was referred and referred, and then we ended up at Iowa City. And there they told us that Mark had anaplastic thyroid cancer, which has there are no survivors of that type of cancer. And he, you know, we talked about it quite a bit, and we talked about what we wanted to do. And of course, you know, we were, and still continue to be hopeful pragmatists, in the fact that we always believed that our God was faithful and our God could heal him, but we also made sure that we did the planning that needed to be taken care of during that time as well. We chose to live with joy, and we chose to kind of just approach this, making sure that every day we lived with intention. I think that was what Mark wanted most of all, was that every day we just kind of packed as much joy and as much love as we possibly could into it. So once he was diagnosed, then he did chemo, he did radiation, and went through, I think, three different types of chemo, some successful and some breaks, which were really nice. And then other times the chemo wasn't successful, and then they would have to change, you know, to another type of chemo. But for Mark, I think the most important thing was to put his story out on his blog and to allow people who were experiencing cancer to know that they weren't alone. And my job, I felt as the caregiver, was to just make sure that Mark was supported. I wasn't working at the time, and our kids were older, so. You know, I made sure that I was there available for him so that I could go to appointments with him and just, you know, be supportive in all of that.